Okay, this week's parasha is my bar mitzvah parasha. It's parasha Shemini. 30 years ago, I actually learned it, like we do.
How
many? 30. I'm an old man. It's official. Okay, now one of the things that comes in parasha Shemini is the Torah teaches us the ways of becoming tahar. And there's one pasuk that all of Maseches Mikvaos is based on. And that's this pasuk in the Torah. Ach mayonu var mikve mayim yiyat tahar v'nogea b'nevlasam yitma. Now each word in this pasuk is mamish, chock full of Torah. The Torah speaks about mayon ubar mikve mayim. No? There's two categories in the Torah. One is a ma'ayon. A ma'ayon is a spring that the water comes out from the ground. And bar mikve mayim is a pit that accumulates water. It's a crack in the ground where water comes in. And the Torah says yiyat tahar, and yiyat tahar means that they have the ability to confer tahara on other things. So there are two ways in the Torah of becoming tahar. They are called ma'ayon and bar mikve mayim. No? That seems to be... that seems to be the basics in Yiddishkeit. Now, in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Midrash Halacha, which is quoted here in the Torah Tamima, there are two distinctions between a mayon and a mikvah. Right? Ma tamad lomar ach. Right? The Torah says ach mayon. What's ach? So sheyachu kishim shemayin mitaher bekoshehu, kach mikveh mitaheres bekoshehu, tamad lomar ach mayon. Mayon b'tahara koshehu, v'hamikvah mitaharis barbaim sa'ah. Right? So the word ach, according to the first drasha, tells me that a mayon is mitahar b'koshehu. Any tiny amount is mitahar mayon, with a mayon. A mikvah is mitahar only with barbaim sa'ah. Right? I would have thought that they're the same. Ach tells me that they are different. Now, is this a din d'rash or is this a din d'rabban? So the Gemara in Nozir tells me that min ha-toira, a mikveh can be mitaher b'koshehu also, no? Mikveh can be mitaher b'koshehu in terms of a machtin, if I have a needle, technically, it can be mitaher koshehu. Now, mikveh for Adam is not b'koshehu, right? But mikveh, right, that requires Abraham Sa'ah. Whether that's a din d'iras, a din d'rabbanon, advanced Talmud, but there is a category of a mikveh that is mitaher b'koshehu also.
Isn't achas restricted
to one of the... So ach is a miyot, but the miyot over here is separate, is distinguishing that what? That mikveh requires habotim sa'ah. You get the impression, like just being the Torah's Kohanim, that would be a din d'oraisa. But once we have this Gemara in Nozir, perhaps it's only a din d'rabbanan. This distinction between mikveh and mayim, perhaps it's only d'rabbanan. That's point one. I think that's similar to what you were saying. I'm just...
Well, no, yeah, I mean, it's reminded of, you know, Shemsalek also, you have the whole question of...
Right, what's the miyot exactly? Correct. Okay. Next, Torah's Kohanim. Ach, mayon, tanya. Yachon kishem shemayin mitar bezochlin, kach mikveh mitaheres bezochlin. Talmud lomar, ach mayon. Mayim mitaher bezochlin, ve'in mikveh mitaheres bezochlin, ela be'ashborin. Right? The next thing learns from ach, that a mayon is mitaher when the water is flowing, and a mikveh is mitaher be'ashborin when the water is stagnant. Right, this is probably the most fundamental halacha in mikvahs, which is that a mikvah is only mitaher if the water is stagnant. Flowing water is not mitaher if it's a mikvah. A mikvah being accumulated rainwater. A mayan, if you want to go, right, people talk about going to the Arizal's mikvah, no? It's a fake. It's the Arizal's Mayan. It's a spring, no? In Hasidic communities, they bedafka build the community in a place where they have a mayon, in part because Rashi in Shabbos on Samachay quotes from his Rebbein that a zava, right, remember there's a difference between a nida and a zava, right? A nida sees dam when she's expecting it, a zava sees dam when she's not expecting it. There's a sheet of Rashi b'shemes Rebbein in Shabbos Samachay and elsewhere that a zava requires a mayon to become tahor. Right? Not accepted. Lahalacha. Rashi says, like, what the heck are you talking about? The Mishnah in the Tosefta on the Mishnah in Megillah says ein bein nida lezava. Right? It doesn't give us this distinction. But there's such, and that's why Hasidic communities are very into building a mikvah when where it's really not a mikvah. It's a mayon. No. Now, what this means is that a mayan is matar b'zoichon, a mikvah is matar b'ashborin. There are tremendous kulas, potentially, if you build a mikvah as a mayan. In Muncie, when we were learning mikvahs in yeshiva, so we went on a trip to the mikvah, which is really a mayan in Muncie, and they're telling us that they dig down until they found like a spring underground, and they had to dig into the rock, into the bedrock to get the water to come up. And then they knew what they were doing, and then they came up. The problem is that they were worried that maybe there'd be a psul of she'uven when they are using the drill to go down. Maybe some accumulated water get in the drill bit. So what they did is that they moistened the drill bit with wine, and there's no psul of she'uven on the wine. They had a whole lumdus over here about how to do this. But lamaisa, having a mikveh as a mayon helps potentially for this din of zeichlin, no? The biggest concern in the mikveh ever is that there's a crack. If there's a crack in the mikveh and the water begins to flow out, you're like, oh my gosh, it's not a mikveh, now it's, right, mikveh has to be stagnant water, it's flowing out, the water is leaving, it's seeping out, that is zeichlin, and zechila passels a mikveh.
The rainwater coming in?
The rainwater comes in directly from the rain into some things that are attached to the ground that don't have the dinkalim, so it doesn't become she'uvim, etc. The rainwater comes in. You have to go up to the roofs of mikvahs. That's like where all the exciting stuff happens. Rabbi Savolovsky mentioned that when they were building his mikvah, I think when he was the Rav of KAJ in Peretz, he was the Rav there for a short time. So they were building a mikvah over there, and the concern was on the roof, the screws that they used to put the gutters in had, you know, like there's a mark on the top of the screw. So there were, that was going to be a sort of she'uven, because that can accumulate water. So they went and they put silly putty into the tops of, right? You have to think of these things, right? Okay, but the real concern of a mikveh is that there's going to be a crack and it will be zeichlin. And zeichlin, the pashtus is a psul de oraisa. No? The Rama writes over here, in Reish Aleph Se'if Beis, Me Mayan Metaharin Af Bezeichlin, right? That's a very important line, the Machaber says, that a Mayan is Metahar both Bezeichlin and Ba'ashporin. So let's say I have a Mayan, a spring, and now it's not moving anymore. It still is tar. That's fine. It still works. And then they translate what zeichlin means. Zeichlin means nimshachan v'holchem ein mechunasim. Megishamim is only mitar ba'ashborin. Perish makum amuk shem is katsu v'amayim v'nikra ashborin. A mikveh has to be a deep place where the water is gathered. Avo al yedei zechila psula min ha-toira. It's a din doi raisa that it's pasul al yedei zechila. Even though from the Torah's Kehanan the drush of Ach might not indicate necessarily that's a Dindor Raisa, but the Ramah Paskins, there's a Dindor Raisa that Zolchman passels a mikvah. Okay, so far so good. There is an opinion in the Beis Yosef between the Mordechai that maybe Zolchman is only a Psal de Rabbanon. It seems to be rejected, the halacha. So some assume that Mordechai never said it. The halacha, we assume that Zechila passels min ha-tayra. There's a story that Rabbi Rosling isn't into like saying over Gedola Maises or like So he told a story one time that he read in the biography of Reb Volval, that Reb Volval one time was checking a mikveh in the town, and he felt that the mikveh is fine, and there's no crack in it. And this Rav, who brought Reb Volval there to look at the mikveh, said, let me show you something. And he went down, and he showed him where there was a crack. Years later, like 30 years later, when Reb Volval would see this Rav, he would begin to tzitter, he'd begin to shake. Because this is the most serious business. You have a crack in the mikveh, right? Real serious problem. Now, the question though is, what are exactly the parameters of the psula of zechila? Are there any kulas? And the basic answer is that yes, there are kulas, but la halacha, we are machmir on everything more than you could imagine. Right? So let's try to go through this din. First of all, the lashon of zeichlin, right? Both the Ramah in, or whoever the mefarish on of the words in Shulchan Aruch is in Reshav Seif Beis, and the Torah Tamim here in Os Kuf Mem Vav, they point out that Zochlin comes from the expression of Chamas Zochalei Afar, meaning Shamayin Nimshachim Ve'inim Nikvim Ve'umdim B'makam Echad. Chamas Zochalei Afar is like a snake that crawls around the ground. Now, if this is correct, so then Zochlin would be whenever water seeps out. When snakes move, do they may move fast or slow? They do fair? They move fast? Yeah?
It's relative.
I'm under the impression that Chamas Zochalei Afar doesn't have to mean like a gush of water coming out. It's like the movement of the snake. And that would mean that even if you don't have a significant amount of water coming out. Now, La Halacha, I think that's accepted. That if you have seepage out of a mikveh, it's a psul. But I should point out that the Rush over here in Hilchos Mikvah Simen Yud Aleph. Now this part of the Rush I didn't give you because it goes on forever and ever and ever. But at the very end of the Rush basically says that he thinks that it's only a Psalm Zochlin when it's Kimo Nahar, when it's like a river that's streaming. That would mean the standard crack in a mikvah is not a problem. Right? Because you have a, by the way, mikvahos are usually hot, no? We heat mikvahs today. If mikvahs are hot, that means there's going to be water that leaves the mikvah over time, by definition. It evaporates. So if on Monday I have, 500 gallons, and on Tuesday I have 480 gallons, it doesn't mean that there's a crack. It could mean that there's just evaporation. You have to assess whether there's a crack. You have to know how much the normal evaporation would be. But the Rush is saying that to be a psul of zechila, it has to be a psul of that there's a real gush out. That's Nekuda Rishona. Nekuda Shnia. Most often mikvaos have, they're supposed to have 40 sa'ah of water, but most often they have way more than 40 sa'ah of water. For a variety of reasons. Just, you build it with a lot of water. Now, when there's a crack in the mikveh, so let's say, naniach, that the crack is high up in the mikveh. Okay, so this is my mikveh. I have water at the bottom till my pen, right? I water till here, and then the crack is above my pen. So I'm going to have 40 sa'ah at the bottom of the mikveh no matter what. Is that possible? If the crack is at the top of the mikveh. When a person is inside, the water automatically displaces. But that type of zechila, that type of flow, is not a psul in the mikvah. Here, if you look, it's going to reach the crack. But there's going to have 40. But you'll have 40 some aman of shach, right? Because there's 40 sa' beneath the crack. So even though when I go down, it reaches the crack, or even if the crack, even if I don't need to go down for it to reach the crack, but you always have 40 sa' left. So how could this mikveh be puzzle? You'll have 40 sa'? So this is a big machlokas harishonim. You see, the main mishnah about zechila is a mishnah here in the fifth parak of mikvahs. The Mishnah writes, Zeichlin is kemayon and notvin kemikveh. Right? Zochlin means the flowing water, that's a mayon. Notvin means the water that drips down, what we call rainwater, that's a din of mikveh. Heyed Reb Tzadik, Zochlin shirabah notvin sheng sherim. Right, Reb Tzadik says that let's say you have zochlin shirabu al hanotvim. Let's say you have a situation that you have some stream water and also rain falls in. This is a situation like in rivers. No, every river has the source of the river. Now, what's the source of the river? So most often it's assumed that rivers have. What? So sometimes there's water comes from the mountain and down, but there's also some rivers that have a spring, apparently, that underground. Now, this is a big machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes lahalacha. But if you have zochlin rabu anotvin, you have a majority of flowing water, it's kosher. But notvin sha'asotan zochlin. Then the Mishnah speaks that, let's say I have rainwater that begins to flow. So, somech afilo makal afilo kan afilo zavi zavi yorib v'tova di Reb Yehuda. Reb Yosi omeh kodav shemekab atume in mazchilan bo. Let's say I have notvin shasan zeichlin. I have a mikveh of rainwater, of notvin, and it begins to flow out. So the Mishnah says what I'm allowed to do is I could put a stick, or a zav or a zava. You can have a person, even a tame person, is holding the water in place, no? What's the kid in Amsterdam, right, who has that finger in the dike? No? And you're making sure that the water doesn't come out. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yossi says, no. If it's done, it's mekabel tuma, you can't use that to make your mikvah. This is the main Mishnah of Zechila. Now, in this Mishnah, where the Rosh over here in Hochas Mikvaos quotes that the Rash understands Notvin Shason Zochlin means Mikvesh and Nifrats Ausfaso Umeim of Yotzin Vizochlin Osolit Bobo. You have a mikvah that has a crack and the water is coming out. The Kemish and Mikvah Nin Aruva Hiskilatse Sarihu Toba Bimikvah. Right? Once the word begins to go out, you could go into mikvah, feel Yeshua ben mikvah, but I'm sorry, achashet ha-zochem, yikom makom hashda miya, hu tova gamayim ha-yonim shehin zeichlin. Comes along the Rash, and the Rash says that, you know what? Even if 40 sa'ah will remain in the mikvah no matter what, still, it's going to be puzzle. Because alamaisam toivel in the top water also. The top water is flowing out, and it's going to be puzzle because it's puzzle. Because La Maisa, some of the water is flowing. I have a crack at the top of the mikvah, so opinion number one of the Rash is that it's no good. But the Rush says, Hanochon Yosef Afash, the Mashalo Yishab Mikvah Abom Sa'ah, in Lo Shiyistom Hazachila. The Rush says, no. It seems to me that the better pshat is that the only time there's a psul of Zeichlin is when 40 Sa'ah of water won't remain. Meaning the crack is somewhere near the bottom. No? Now, the Rash and the Rosh are disagreeing about what's the lumdus of Zechila. You see, the Rosh is saying that there's only a psul of Zeichlin if there's going to be if there won't be a hechsher of the mikvah that remains. Meaning, the Zeichlin allows us to view all the water that's inside the mikvah like it escaped. No? Any water that can get out, we anticipate like it did get out. And that's the psul of Zeichlin. Therefore, if the water that stays behind is 40 sa, the Rosh says it's kosher. But the Rash, the first opinion, says no. Whenever there's a psul of Zeichlin, that means that this is non-kosher water, and that means I'm not being toivo in kosher water. Even though there's 40 sa at the bottom, but some of what I'm using is the top, that would passel me. Am I explaining this well? Or are you totally lost?
I understand the last part. Distinction.
Let's say I have 40 sub kosher water at the bottom, and there's a crack higher up. The first opinion is that this is pusel. There is some, the water that is zeichlin is pusel water. If some of me is going in pusel water, it's pusel, no matter what. And zeichlin can't become tahar because it's connected to the 40 sub. Usually you have hashaka, you have Right, 40 sof kosher water can be machsher anything it's connected to. No, zochlin is a type of psul, says the Rash, that you can't fix it. You can't fix it ever. The Rush says no. The only time there's a psul of zochlin is when there will be less than 40 sof that remain. Right, zochlin means, according to the Rush, that we anticipate like the water that's in is really out. The Rash says that zochlin is a psul on the mayim. Just like, right? And this mayim that's here now is pusul water because it's not that the water, we view it like it's outside. It's that this water is pusul. And if I'm going in a mikveh that has some pusul water, it's no good. That's a big machlokes. And in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, basically, the Mechaber, in Se'if Nun, at the bottom, Mechaber writes, if you have a mikvah of rainwater, and one of the walls broke, and the water begins to go out, if 40 sa'ah will remain, it's going to be kosher. If it won't remain, it's going to be pasul. Right? So the Mechaber is paskening, like the Rush, that if 40 sa'ah remains, it's okay. The Ramah writes, Haga yesh machmin afin yisharu arba'im sa ad hasedek v'yesh lachash l'davrehem l'chatchila listom hasedek. L'chatchila, even if the crack is above 40 sa'ah, we fix it. Okay? Point one. Point two. How do I measure what's considered zeichlin? So we said the Rush assumes it's only zeichlin if you see it leaving. That almost never happens. That would be a huge crack. What we have most often is if there's a crack in the mikveh, you notice that the water level keeps on going down, and it's going down more than evaporation. How do you measure whether there's a crack or not? So there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber writes, Nikiv ha-mikveh u'meimav notvim ma'at ma'at o nivuan bekarka ma'at na'at kosher. If the water goes down very slowly, it's kosher. That's called zechila she'ena nikeres. It's a flow, and it's not niker that's coming out. Now, what does that mean? What is considered niker, not niker? We're not talking about that you might see the water go out. That's unheard of. So most assume that what you do is you draw a line on the mikvah, and within a certain amount of time, you see if it's going down or not, more than the evaporation level. How much time is it? A day? A week? Nobody really knows. Nobody really knows what's the hagdara of zechila nikeres. But Shulchan Aruch assumes that if water is just seeping out very slowly, the mikveh is still kosher. Which would basically mean, now if I'm a Shulchan Aruch yid, so in 95% of the cases, I have a crack in my mikvah, don't worry so much. If the crack is above the 40 sa'ah line, the Mechaber says it's okay. Okay, the Ramah's machmir. But even the Ramah's, but we're only machmir l'cha'ora if the crack is zechila nikeres, if it's a recognizable seepage. Now, the source of zechila nikeres, before you get to the problem, the source of zechila nikeres is a Rashba in the Teres Habayis. The Rashba writes, and I bolded part of it, he writes that if it's just going down ma'at ma'at, ein zendikra zochel, sharei hakarka chulchulei mechalchala umetaftefes, v'nivlein hamayim ma'at ma'at v'mkoman, v'afilo hachi kosher. The Rashba brings a raya from what we would call common sense. You see, our mikvaos today have concrete inside them, no?
Tile.
Huh? There's tile, that's what you see, but behind the tile there's concrete, no? And these are there, and they use special types of concrete to make sure that it won't break, it won't seep, etc. Okay, great, amazing. In the olden days, they probably didn't have concrete, and the mikvah's probably a hole in the ground. And the mikvah is a hole in the ground, so I don't want to burst your bustle, but holes in the ground have seepage, no? So the Rashba says, common sense, right? The common sense is that karkas chuchuli mechalcholo metaftefdes. Ground seeps through. And it's still a kosher mikvah. So obviously this teaches me that zechila she'ena nikeres is okay. Moreover, the Rashba brings a raya that in the mission in the second parak of mikvah is, says that if I measure a mikvah, mikvah shenimdad v'nim sochas, I measure a mikvah and you find out it doesn't have 40 sa'ah, so then all the taharos are going to be tamei. Meaning it's only tamei if I find out the mikvah does not have 40 sa'ah. Mikvah does have 40 sa'ah, it's kosher. Aye, it's seeping, it's losing, it doesn't matter. Zechila she'ena nikeres says the Rashba is going to be okay. Ad kan devei HaRashba. Shulchan Aruch, paskins like the Rashba, that zechila she'ena nikeres is going to be okay. And Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, also paskins that zechila above 40 sa'ah is going to be okay. Right, those are the two kulas in the Mechaber, in Rabbi Yosef Karo. Comes along Elijah Kramer of Vilna, the Goyin. And the Goyin writes, divrei HaMechaber t'muhin. The Mechaber is difficult. The harash because of l'shita so, this really like a pirish harash. Ablofi mashikosa b'sif hakodem, de'in nifso elen kin leishar, abom sa'o, v'oz apikai gav n'apasol. Whoa. That's the whole Goyin. This Goyin is the biggest churin huchos mikvaos that everyone is choshish for. Let's say it again. Right, let's say it again. The Goyin is saying that the Mechaber is difficult because the Rashba, who is the source of Zechila She'ena Nikeres being okay, the Rashba follows his position, which is like the Rash, meaning that Zechila above 40 Sa'ah is going to be, right, that if I have 40 sa'ah that remains, it's going to still be kosher. Excuse me. The Rashba is going like the Rash, that what? That any zechila apostles. But lefi mashakasav lebesif hakodem, the ein nifsa elam kein lo yishar b'im sa'ah, v'oz apika haigav n'apostel. Says the Gon that if the psul of Zechila is only when nothing remains, so if that's the case, so it's going to be psul even if it's a Zechila she'ena nikeres. Let me try to say this properly. There are two opinions here in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber holds that if 40 sa'ah would remain, it's going to be kosher. Says the Gon, if 40 sa, that opinion that if 40 sa remains, it's going to be kosher, contradicts the opinion that zechila she'ena nikeres is kosher. We only say zechila she'ena nikeres is going to be kosher if you follow the opinion that the mikveh is going to be pasul, right? If you follow the opinion that what? That any amount of zechila will passel.
Why? Why is that?
What? So no one understands this. The Gon is saying something that the Gon is basically saying zechila she'ena nikeres is a psul. He's making a link that no one understands conceptually. So much so, by the way, that Chacham Avad Yosef, I think it may have been the last sefer he wrote before he was nifter, volume 3 of the Tahara Sabayis, Anida, has Dinam of Mikvos. And Chacham Avadya says, no one understands this Goyin. It's probably a Mtos Hadafos. Probably some sort of mistake. But then there's a whole literature to try to explain what the Goyin meant, and you can bend over backwards, but like, think it through. He's trying to make some link. I don't understand it. Chacham Avadya quotes from the Tshuvas of the Bilsker, the Shaarei Tzion, that this whole Goyin is a mistake. But la halacha, mikvos are machmir, that zechila she'ena nikeres passels. And any crack anywhere, a mikvah will be machmir on. There's a few things to say. First of all, Rav Shachter quotes in the Mipnine HaRav that Reb Chaim had only two chumras in Judaism. It's an unbelievable statement. Reb Chaim had only two chumras. One chumra was about lulav, that if it is nistak, even a kosher, even a tiny crack at the top, Reb Chaim felt it was possible. The other chumra that Reb Chaim had was for this guy, there was a chila shein and nikeres.
So what about the logic of the whole lulav?
The logic of the hole. No, it's the Rashba's logic. Is that if there's a hole in the ground, it's got to be kosher. How could anyone disagree with that? That's the kasha they ask on the Gon. Right? The Gon is saying Zechila Shein Nikaris is puzzle. But how can you argue with reality? It's very, again, like, there's a lot of Torah. I was planning on saying some Torah to explain this Gon tonight, but I didn't have a chance to look it over clearly again. I don't know. But the reality is, people are machmir like this Gon, even though very hard to understand. That's the first point. That the Gon... Now, the next point I want to say is that the Chazon Ish in the Sefer Emunah Bitachon has a famous statement that he never saw a puzzle mikvah. That's the end of the statement, which we're not allowed to talk about in Washington Heights. But the end of the statement is he never saw kosher eruv. But the idea that the Chazon Ish is saying is that this chumrah that the Velt has of Zechila She'ena Nikeres, based on this Gon, again, if anyone could explain it to me, like, Bevakasha, Ani lo hevanti kol kach, okay, we're doing the best we can. Listen, thank you for listening, Chavra, and I wish I had something better to say tonight.